Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a Monday edition of Weekly Conversation. I love that song, Time Is On Your Side by Blind Divine. And I tell people once in a while that, like, you could buy songs to use for, like, the intro, and that just showed up, and that's just cool. The whole album's amazing, you know. Always do me a favor, man. Check out local artists, man. Check out, like, I remember Target way back in the day before they got super woke. They had, like, a whole section of, like, dollar CDs, and there was, like, a Christian band in there, and I started the CD, and it's amazing. You never know what you'll find. I mean, especially, like, if you go see, like, Government Mule or whoever, like, String Cheese, they have an opening act, check them out. You know, if they're going to play before Warren Hayes and Government Mule, they're probably pretty good, you know. It's amazing, some of the bands I've seen that opened. But thanks so much for tuning in to this conversation tonight. The woman who opened fire on Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church just before 2 p.m. reportedly had Free Palestine written on her gun. Yeah, it's funny, you know. Everyone calls Trump Hitler and a racist and Nazi, but then there's thousands of people that are not being condemned that are pro-Palestinian. Well, we got to ban guns. Yeah, we need to ban cocaine, too, to stop that. Let's ban fentanyl. Oh, yeah, it's coming across the border by the ton. Yeah, it is, you know. Rhino Never Trumper Chris Christie, whose failed campaign ended in humiliating fashion, you know, he's like, well, you know, Trump, he's got diapers on, and he's got his panties in a wad, and, you know, that Trump is a national security risk. Trump, oh my gosh, Trump, he's going to have the nuclear codes, he's going to kill us all. Trump is the most anti-war president. Trump got us out of wars. We weren't at a Russia-Ukraine war. We weren't at a Palestine and Iran trying to kill us and Iran, trying to kill us and Israel. There weren't all these wars going on. Trump was getting us out of wars. You didn't hear Trump saying, yes, there's escalations in the Middle East, and I'm sending troops. No, he stopped wars, not started wars. So much I want to get into, so thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, yeah, I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I don't care about Taylor Swift and all that stuff. So, you know, I'm going to get into a court special counsel and what they found out about Joe Biden, which we already knew, and that and so much more. So don't forget this, folks.
Hey friends, welcome to today's guided scripture here on the YouVersion app. Today's scripture is Romans 12:10, which is one of my favorites. The New Living Translation of it says, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. And isn't that great?
It's such a great verse. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, hosts of the Naked Marriage Podcast and part of the team at XO Marriage. And we're so excited to be with you during this love week because this verse, my goodness, does it not apply to every romantic relationship and even family relationships?
Yeah,
friendships.
Yeah, friendships. I mean, yeah. Every relationship will benefit if we take delight in honoring each other and love each other with genuine affection. But what does that mean practically?
Exactly. So genuine affection, you know, what does that mean? Well, that means that when we are showing affection, like as a spouse, when we're showing affection to our spouse, that we're not trying to manipulate them with that affection. We're being genuine with it. We are serving them with it. We are doing it just out of the delight of the love that we have for them. And so we're not trying to gain something through that affection. That's what makes it genuine.
And Jesus really sets the standard of what this looks like. Because the world's way of love says, well, treat people the way they treat you. If they're bad to you, be bad to them. If they're good to you, be good to them. Or if you think you can get something from them, be kind. But God's way is totally different. He says, be good to people even when they can't repay you. Love them even when they're unlovable, because that's the way God has loved us. So really what this verse is doing is reminding us, don't treat people the way people treat you. Treat God treats you. And if we'll love people the way Jesus has loved us, it's going to bless us, it's going to bless others, and every single one of our relationships will benefit as a result.
It will, and that means we also need to honor one another. But this word honor is thrown around a lot, and we don't even know what that means, but it really is just showing kindness, it's showing love, it's showing respect.
That's right. So honor the people in your lives. It can start with just simply listening to them. I think giving someone your focused attention, putting your phone down and listening is one of the purest forms of honor in our very rushed culture. And if we'll just do that more often, I'm telling you, your relationships are going to improve as a result.
Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Romans 12:10 from the New Living Translation. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, man, I tell you. Yeah, I had some people at work that were like, yeah, there were several plays during the Super Bowl that were like one in particular was like so blatantly obvious that it was like, scripted. It's not fun. I mean, it's just, I mean, there's a couple guys I follow. There's one guy in particular I follow on YouTube where he literally clips out. He goes, look at this clip. It is so obvious. Why isn't he going for this person? And it, I mean, anybody, it's not like the guy fakes left and goes right. The guy is going right. He goes left. And then the guy gets by him, and he's like, they get a first down. Well, I mean, it's so blatantly obvious. All he has to do is put his arms out, and he can tackle the person, but he has his arms to his body, and the person bumps into the defender instead of grabbing him with his arms and tackling him like he could easily do, which is blatantly obvious. He bumps into the guy. He does a 360 or 180 or whatever, goes in the end zone, touchdown. And the guy in the video goes, why didn't he just put his arms out and tackle him? He could have done that. Why didn't he put it? I mean, all these things make no sense. I mean, and there's so many calls and things that are so blatantly obvious that it's scripted. It's not funny. And, you know, I don't watch the Woke Bowl. I don't care about Taylor Swiftie. I don't care. If you like Taylor Swiftie, great. I don't support Taylor Swiftie. You know, I'm glad when people like, when people sit there and be like, when they talk about this or that, and like, you don't know who that is? I'm like, I guess I've never cared. I mean, I remember when John and K+8 were out and about, and it's like, where are your kids? My kids? Oh, I have kids. Oh, yeah. Because there's a video from the 80s. This lady posts, and back in the day, this guy's like, why didn't you get a drink from the faucet where sink's not an option? And the one lady goes, we didn't have it. We were, as soon as we had breakfast and any chores we had to do, as soon as we could go outside, we were thrown outside, and we didn't come home until the streetlight came on. That's where they had a thing at the end at like 10 o'clock. Parents, do you know where your kids are? Because we were gone all day. We weren't home. There was like a clip, and it said like, my kids always wonder what it was like to grow up in the 80s, okay? Take away the cell phone. Take away the internet. Take away all media and have them just go outside and play all day. That's what we did. Oh, the fun of being a youngster and going outside and playing all day and not having a phone, no nothing. Good old. But that's what we did. We're a different generation. The commercials in the Super Bowl were commercials that made that, like, okay, you know, now the NFL is like so scripted in this whole world, we don't understand it. Okay, so let me get this straight here. We weren't allowed to drink from, no, we were outside. We were a different generation. We lived outside. You know, but they'll have like these movies like, you don't know who this is? You don't know who that is? No, I don't know who it is. And there were people back in the day like, I don't know where my kids are. Where's John and Kate plus 8? Okay, let me see. Let me get out my app here. John and Kate plus 8 right now on the Kate plus 8 finder. They are at 32 point, and they can tell you, yeah, they're at this movie watching this. They're in these seats. They could tell you down to within inches of where John and Kate plus 8 were, but where their own kids were, they had no clue. You know, I'm glad I don't. Granted, I can tell you all about the Grateful Dead, but I can't. I never put people on a pedestal. Yeah, my pastor is great. I love my pastor. He's an amazing pastor. But he always says, I'm manly. I'm humanly. He's someone that, like, he goes back and forth on diets. What's one of those? And he has a conviction. He loves Oreos. Oreos in a tub of whipped cream. Yes, please. They have gluten-free ones, so I could do a gluten-free. But they're like, I mean, and if I do them, I wish they had like little single packs with like one or two of them in there. So, you know, because I'm the same way. You get me a thing of Oreos, I'm be like, I wanted to try one. Yeah, they're already all gone. What? You just got those things, you know, and I've learned like if I want chocolate, I'm going to get me a real good chocolate. And the hard thing about the chocolate is when you look into it and you find out, oh, that this is basically, oh, this chocolate you think is like really special. Yeah, the company's owned by Hershey's. So it's basically like, it's one step above Hershey's. It's not like some, you think, oh, wow, this is some mom-pa operation. No, it's owned by Hershey's. Kind of like back in the day when you used to think like, oh man, this is Folgers with its decaffeinated crystals, you know. We switched to coffee you've normally drink with Folgers decaffeinated crystals. Let's see if they can find out. Chris Farley, remember SNL skit? You know, you used to think like Folgers was the best. And now, because I guess Folgers has like an 1851 or 1852 coffee and they're trying to, because, you know, Folgers is seen as like junk and they're trying to put out like some sort of niche coffee. And that's what's kind of funny about these niche coffees, because like if you look at how many Starbucks are around the world, how many tens of thousands of Starbucks locations, to produce that much coffee for all those locations, how good could the coffee really be? They can't really be too selective because they have to have coffee for tens of thousands of Starbucks locations. Oh, yes. But that's this world we live in, you know. It's different from when I grew up. You know, you wouldn't have had coffee as a kid. Now they have, like, Kitty Chinos. Like, yeah, my kid loves coffee. Well, it depends. I mean, if it's black, okay, that's one thing. But when you get people that, like, I'm going to Starbucks to get me a coffee, and they come back with this, like, milkshake. Yeah, it's one shot of espresso with rock cream and this flavoring and that flavoring. I call it the drink for, it's people that want the caffeine but don't like the taste. Like coffee never needed a menu, it just needed a cup, you know. And that's just but you have these people that like, I never put anyone on a pedestal like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swifty, Lucas. You know, my pastor. So what? He's human. He can falter. Don't put me on a pedestal. I can backslide just as easy as anyone. I was on a diet, and then his wife will be like, "Well, can I? Well, you get some Oreos with whipped cream. I'll let you get that if you get this." Okay. You'll let me have Oreos and whipped cream, and then you'll get this, and neither of you need it, you know, and they'll go hard on, and that's the thing. They'll go hard on this style change of, like, carnivore or whatever, so they can lose the weight, and when they get the weight down and everything, oh, yeah, I'm doing good. Then they'll, let's go somewhere for the weekend, and they'll go for, like, 3 days or whatever, like, 2 days, and we'll get, like, someone to guest pastor, and he comes in. And it's like, yeah, we ate normally when we were, because we wanted, you know, we wanted to try this or that. And next thing you know, the normally goes into, well, it's just 3 days and then 4 days and then 5 days and 6 days. And before you know it, they backslid, you know, and that's why, you know, I like what Trump's done for this country. He's actually said he's going to do this, and he did it. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, not Trump. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me. Nobody. But we put our hope and faith and trust in the government. Show me where Taylor Swift is in the Bible. Show me where Trump's in the Bible. Trump I support because he was bringing peace. That's the thing that gets me. We're on, some nations say we're already at World War III. There are people nationwide and worldwide that are standing up against their governments because they're tired of it. Okay, well, if this legislation goes through, guess what? We're not going to have farms. We're going to be out of a farm. If you sell your farm, you're not going to be able to relocate your farm and do all this stuff. And that's, you know, and other countries, farmers, they're starting to step up. Hey, we are the legs of a table and they're playing a game. And if we get up, guess what? The game's over. If we stand up, the game's over. That's, and it's starting to happen, not just in America. Because I'm like, when are Americans going to stand up? Well, other countries, they are starting to stand up. Like, there's truckers in Canada. I mean, there's a video I shared where Bill Gates is like, oh, yeah, when the next pandemic hits, you know, I think we're going to be prepared. He says it if we ever have another pandemic, you know, we're going to be prepared. We kind of know how to handle it. No, he's like, well, we're going to have another pandemic, guaranteed 100%. I know we are. In the realm of like, okay, I know when we're going to have one. It's not like, well, he didn't say it like he believes we might have one. He said one is coming, period, point blank. No, we have a pandemic coming, guaranteed 100%. Like, okay, yep, we're going to introduce another pandemic like COVID. See, I think COVID was a guinea pig. Let's see how easily we can manipulate, and it's scary what the COVID-19 showed, how easily manipulatable the people in this country and this world are. Wear a mask. I mean, for 25 years, they can say masks are useless, they don't work, we have thousands of pages of data to prove it, and then all of a sudden, hi, I'm Dr. Fauci, you need to wear a mask, you need to mask up. And you had people who didn't go outside, didn't go anywhere, never left their house, couldn't have COVID, and they were wearing a mask. Hi, Mom. Yeah, can you get us masks? You need to get what? Okay, you haven't been outside your home. You don't have COVID in your house. You don't need a mask. No, we need masks. The government said so. I remember my mom and dad had a neighbor that's like, you need to be social distancing. I'm like, they live together. They sleep together. It's scary. But this is from ABC. ABC. Special counsel alleges Joe Biden couldn't recall personal milestones. His response was, my memory is fine. A special counsel said that the president was so far gone that they wouldn't even prosecute, they won't go after him because his memory is so bad that he can't remember even being vice president or anything. Sort of like, I don't know if you heard the trial of where they were trying to go after Ron Jeremy. And I guess he has memory issues and dementia so bad that they said they can't go after him because he couldn't have known what he was doing because his mental state and his memory is not there. Well, that's how Biden is. And even ABC, no, CNN even said, wait a minute here, how can that be? How can he run the country if he can't even, if they couldn't even go after him for the, because they said the classified documents of his house, yeah, he did illegal stuff, but he's so far gone. Well, technically, I think you could. Because if you can prove that when he did it, he was in his right mind. I don't know. But it's one of those things, folks. It's just, like I've said, he's never run the country. Like, in the very beginning, if you actually saw, on like day one, they had him signing pieces of paper. What am I signing? No, you sign right here. And he goes, no. And he was actually asking, what is he even signing? What am I putting my name on? And they were just having him sign things. And I guarantee you, when they rigged the election for Biden to win, they had a bunch of stuff pre-written up, because you can actually hear him asking, what am I signing? Not where to sign, what am I signing? No, sign right here. It's like those people that came to me, you can do this post, they took videos of the politicians getting their shot. I'm like, okay. What does that prove? Well, they got their vaccine, why won't you get one? I said, how does that prove they got their vaccine? How can a video of me getting injected with a liquid prove it's a vaccine? How do you know it's not saline? How do you know it's not a vitamin D shot or vitamin B12 shot or some, let's say I have osteoarthritis and I get a twice a year injection. How do you know it's not that? How do you know what it is? Just because they put a needle, and half of them you couldn't even tell if they put the needle in them. You just saw them look like they put, like that guy that was in the hospital. That was like the head of the Marine Corps Hospital, and it was blatantly obvious that there was nothing in the needle, and that the plunger was down. You know, don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. Put your hope and faith and trust in, but a government. But my point is, with all this rigged election and everything, Hillary Clinton was supposed to be 8 more years of Obama. And that's what Biden is. He's been 4 more years of Obama. Let me do this. He didn't know what day it was. And when we had all these people, whatever, that's not true. Why was Joe Biden saying, what am I signing? Not where am I signing? No, you need to, and Nancy Pelosi's like, no, sign right here. And he goes, no, what am I even signing? First of all, he's been vice president. I could probably tell you where to sign on the documents. He wasn't saying, where am I signing? He's like, what the heck am I even, what in the bleep am I signing? I mean, it was so obvious that he doesn't know what day it is. I mean, when is someone going to be charged with elder abuse? I mean, it's sickening what they're doing to that man, parading him around when it is getting day by day more obvious that he doesn't even, he should have already had a State of the Union address. Why haven't they had one? They're not going to have one because he can't even make two sentences anymore. He is so far gone. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to figure out how to have like some like hologram figure. Because it's sickening. I've had people that literally would go up to you and talk to you clean as day, like I'm talking to you right now. How you doing? I'm great. Wonderful. Man, that Cubs game, it was a good Cubs game, man. Man, that was incredible, though, you know, how they came back. I mean, I thought they lost the game. I almost shut it off. Man, that was awesome. Yep. And he would go around and go, how you doing? Man, what about that Cubs game? And this guy would literally take food from a buffet, put food down on the table, not sit down and go up and get more food and go put it down at another table. And we had to have someone with him 24/7. He was a brain surgeon. And literally, would have to have someone with him 24/7 to where literally, like, they had people paid just in case he woke up. Because he would try to go in someone else's room and it wasn't his. He would, and if someone wasn't there with him, he would take and put down food, go up to the buffet, grab food, go to another place and sit down. He would go up and grab food and do that until someone stopped him and said, no, here's your food, sit down and eat. I think it was, I mean, he would call for room service. We had another couple that would call for room service. And then they would come down to have dinner. And they would forget, what are you doing? We're coming down for dinner. You called to have food delivered. And we started, and we instantly, like the third time, it was like, wait a minute, this is, and we had them checked out. And we helped them. This guy is being paraded around as the, I mean, his wife has to know how bad he is. And it's sickening that she's not doing anything. Wait a minute here. But, and I've heard them talk about employing the 25th Amendment to get him out. But if he gets kicked out, who's in there? Kamala Harris. Cha-ching. Do you think Kamala Harris would have a chance if she was to get the nomination of winning? No. People can't stand her. She'll be the nominee. I mean, I've heard that there's talk that they want to try to get Michelle Obama to run. Like they say, if you got Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom, people would eat that. People would be like, because people, there are people that still look at Barack Obama like Jesus Christ. They still like, oh, he's the greatest. Our Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama. There are people that still look at him as like the greatest thing ever. Like he is like, they look at him, they put him on a pedestal like he is the greatest ever. Luckily you have some Democrats that say, wait a minute here. And what we need to do as the American people, we need to let them know. You know how they're kicking your kids out of school so that migrants can live there? You know how they're giving them like $2,000 a month in cards? But what I'm understanding, these migrants are going to get in New York on a prepaid card. That's more than my niece gets because she has a prepaid card and she gets money put on it every month. They're getting more than she does. And she's a born citizen. And you need to say, hey, wow, just so you know, all this stuff that's going on with this, with these migrants and stuff and how they're getting stuff, just so that you know, yeah. Just how you feel like they're putting all these people ahead of you. Yeah, just be prepared because they are putting them ahead of you. Yeah. The only difference between now and the last 200 years is now you're seeing firsthand that they're putting someone else ahead of you, that they don't care about you, that all they want is your vote. Just so you know, yeah. So if you sit there and you think, well, don't, oh, yeah, this is what we're going to do. Ooh, yeah. Democrats care about me. Though they enslaved me and Jim Crow lawed me and kept me from voting and all this. It's okay. Blasphemy. He gets a Jesus Super Bowl ad ignites controversy because there's people that say that, hey, you know, was it justified? Was it right? You know, did it paint Jesus in a good light? Some people say it's great. I think it's anything that brings up the conversation of Jesus is a good thing. But there are people, just so you know, that are going to be like, no matter what, it don't matter, folks. It doesn't matter what, you know. They're going to think Jesus is great no matter what, and there are people like, ain't nothing you're going to tell me. Jesus is not real. It's fake, yada, 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 okay? So when all 12 disciples who swear that they saw Jesus, who was crucified, died, then buried, and they saw him rose again 3 days later, and they never renounced what they saw and what they believed they saw, that he was resurrected, and they were martyred for it. Some of them cut in half and beheaded because of what they saw. Human nature will tell you if you say you saw something, human nature says you will not die for a lie. What that means is if you say you saw something that didn't happen, you will eventually, no, I didn't see Jesus. No, I didn't. I was lying. If you truly saw what you saw, you're not going to back down from it. And that's what happened. What they saw is what they saw. And they were so convicted of it that they all died for what they saw. Yes, I saw Jesus. You're going to have to chop my head off, but I cannot lie. I saw Jesus after he was crucified, died, and was buried. He rose again on the third day for the fulfillment of the scriptures. I saw that with my own two eyes. If you have to kill me, you're going to have to kill me. I can't say I didn't see what I know I saw. You're not going to sit there. If they didn't see Jesus, they're not going to die for something that they didn't see. Got 27 minutes about left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in, But that's just where we live in, folks. I'm putting my hope and faith and trust in the government. See what's going on here is, and this is the problem. This is what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to give you horse manure, cow manure, or bird poop. And then when you choose one and it doesn't turn out like it does, well, it's your fault, sir. It's my fault? Excuse me? If I pick the horse manure or cow manure or bird poop, it's all crap. So it doesn't matter which one I pick. It's all crap. It's not like I have bird poop, horse manure, cow manure, a BSA 12, A5 Japanese olive wagyu filet mignon, and I can choose the steak. I have three choices and they're all crap. But then when you complain about, it's not our fault. Yeah, it is. Like I've said before, you take anyone who put their name on the platform to run for president of the United States since Ronald Reagan left office, and except for Trump, and I'm even talking about now, you take any of those people. They may not have gotten the nomination. They may not have been the Democrat nominee. They may not have gotten the GOP nominee. But anybody that's put their name in the hat to run for president, whether it's Mike Pence or whether it's Chris Christie or it's Pierre Dileto, it doesn't matter, Nikki Haley, whether they've gotten the nomination or not, give them the choice, Republican and Democrat and Independent, give them the choice of taking a plane that's headed towards the Willis Tower in Chicago that's an autopilot that's going to slam in this Willis Tower and kill every person in the plane that's every American, hypothetically. Which one of those would steer us out of autopilot and kick us and keep us from hitting the Sears Tower? Now, none of them. The Democrats are going to go way faster, and we're going to slam into the Willis Tower faster, and we're all going to die. But they're all going to get us to the same point, is what I'm scared. It doesn't matter who you choose. It's like I've said for a long time. I believe Fox News is the illusion of choice. Well, you have a choice. Fox News, basically, if you really start to come out and be like a Glenn Beck or someone that really tries to show the truth and the facts, and this is what's really going on, and we got to get rid of him because he's, we want the investigating Republican. We want the person that wants to, well, we're going to look into Hillary Clinton. We're going to look into Joe Biden. We're going to look into this. They've been looked into about 8 million times. When are they going to get prosecute? When are they going to be hanging from a gallows? When are these people going to be hanging from the gallows? I'm just wondering, you know. I'm tired of the 5 millionth investigation. When is something going to be done? When is something going to be done? Well, you know, this is what we're at. You know, that's the problem. They try to give you in this nation the illusion of truth, the illusion of choice, when all the choices they give you are crap. Well, this is cow manure, horse manure, dog poop, and bird poop. Oh, don't forget the stuff in the litter box. Oh, that's what? Yeah. That's called crap, all of it. Doesn't matter which one you pick. And that's where we're at in this world. You know, everyone thinks, well, I'm going to try this one. I'm like, well, no, it doesn't matter who you it doesn't matter what you try. I'll take, you know, you have like four doors. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you find out that, well, I picked this one. Well, it's cow manure. Well, what? I didn't want that. Well, you had your choice between cow manure, horse manure, bird poop, or dog poop. It's all crap. And that's, you know, like, they give you Fox News to make the illusion that there's change, that you have a choice. They give you all these, what they're trying to do is, like, especially Nikki Haley, they don't want her, they want her to stay in as long as they can, because they want to try to get so that the Republican nominee, if they can get Trump out somehow, they're going to get a rhino anti-American in there. You know, people need to realize that they need to put their faith and hope and trust in Jesus Christ. The thing, so many people don't want to do that. Hey, you know, it's like, well, she's in the shower. But here's the thing, you know, like, and that's the thing that scares me, okay? Let's say they enact the 25th Amendment to get Biden out because he's not mentally there. Then Kamala Harris steps up.
Kamala Harris, a Jew, cabinet members would have to initiate it. Congress can't.
Yeah.
The House Republicans. The House can't.
And what's funny is, I mean,
I don't see that happening. I don't see Harris doing that.
I just wonder how long they can keep. I mean, imagine Joe Biden. She's allowing this to continue. Somebody that is so far gone. I mean, I guarantee you he. Then what people need to do is, okay, where's the State of the Union address? Why haven't we had one? We should have had one. Where's the State of the Union address? Why don't we have
one at all since he's
been once?
That's it, right?
Yeah. He can't even, like when they came out with the fact that he's so mentally unstable that he can't be prosecuted, he tried to come out and say that his mind is 100%, and it was so bad. Yeah, he's talking about some French prime minister that's been dead for 30 years. It's sickening. But then again, as for me and my house, we have never said, and our Lord and Savior Barack Hussein Obama, yeah, we like Trump because if he got us out of wars, he was making this planet safer. But he's not our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is. The Bible says, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me. And that's where we're at in this world, folks. Jesus Christ is King. You know, the scariest word you can ever hear in this world is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. You're from the government and you're here to help. No, I don't want to have the government. I don't want them to be here. No, I'm going to rely on myself. Look at that. My wife got some sombreros. Yeah, there's a guy. I don't know if you've ever seen those memes that, like, Mexican word of the day, there's an actual Mexican that actually does videos with that. And they're hilarious. And I love it because they can't say anything because he is Mexican, so he is. And they has one like, Mexican word of the day, oh, Wyoming. Honey, Wyoming, you helping me? And it's just, they're just hilarious because he puts like video to like these, the meme that's been around for a long time. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, back in my day, we can make fun of people and make fun of each other and this and that. And, you know, but it's just crazy. I mean, to think, you know, it's just this whole world is just, you know, the whole, and that's what, I guess that's what I try to do this show because I try to make sense of everything when everyone was like, here we go, another politician, another war, another this, another war. Trump's got the nuclear codes. Oh, we're all going to die. Even Chris Christie comes out saying, you know, our national security is going to be even more threat if Trump gets in and all this crap. And it's like,
now he's kissing Trump's butt, wanting to be in the cabinet or wanting to be important.
And it's like, wait a minute, you've just come out very recently saying that Trump isn't, you know. But here's my point. All these people that said that, where were all the people saying, hey, I don't agree with Trump, but hey, we're not at war. Now, I never heard one liberal say, hey, thank God we're not at war. Praise Trump. We're not at war. I didn't want to vote for him, but hey, we're not at war. Nope, that's not happened. You don't think for yourself. You only do what Trump tells you to. The vaccine rolls around. Just shut up and get the vaccine. I mean, I don't know if I shared it. I think I did to my page. But there is a video where Bill Gates basically comes out. Well, there's going to be another pandemic, guaranteed. He says it in the terms like, yeah, we know a pandemic's coming. We know when it's coming. It's not like he says like, since COVID happened, we're 99% sure there's going to be another pandemic at some point. It's inevitable that another virus is going to come out and people are going to get infected by it. But that's not what he's basically saying, like, yep, there's guaranteed. Yeah, we know when there are pandemics coming. Just be prepared. It's going to come. And I believe, I've always said this, I believe the COVID pandemic showed them how easily manipulated people around the world are, how easily these people are. And it's scary how easily manipulated people are. Because, like, I remember this guy goes, because, like, we have things at work, like, can the COVID vaccine alter the DNA? And it says no and goes through all this stuff. I'm like, wait a minute. The COVID vaccine, can it manipulate the DNA? I don't know if it can, but they can do it because I've talked about this. The CRISPR-Cas9 technology, they have an FDA-approved treatment for people that have sickle cell anemia, and you can cure it. But it's just funny, you know. I'm just so glad I don't care about celebrities like Taylor Swift or the Super Bowl, and yet, you know. In fact, Charles Barkley said point blank, he goes, $6,300 to $44,000 for the Super Bowl. If you're paying that much for a ticket, I don't care how much money you have, you're stupid. If you got that much money to piss away on a Super Bowl, help people out. Why don't you help people out? Why don't you put, you know, I mean, I respect Clethro Dollar. At least he didn't lie. He didn't say, well, folks, we got starving people in Africa and I need your money. No, he's like, yo, what's up, man? How you doing? My name's Clethro Dollar, man. I need a private Learjet so I can go kick it in the sky. I got to get closer to God and I just can't do it in a commercial airliner. Mm-mm. Heck no, man. I want to private Learjet, yeah, it's going to cost like $300 and some million, but you hook it up. If you're stupid enough to help a pastor get a private Learjet, that's your own problem. No, I got a good deal, man. I talked with Taylor Swift. It was her old one. Man, she hooked me up, man. She gave me a great deal. Okay, why don't you fly commercial like every other person on this planet and use that $307 million to help people? He's not trying to be prideful. Mr. Beast is like, hey, I'm going to Africa and I'm putting them wells and schools and stuff in. I'm doing it because why isn't anyone else doing it? Why? It's because it's our job as Christians to be there for others. He's had expensive luxury stuff and he's like, yeah, I'll take my normal nice car and this and that. I don't need no super fancy stuff. And he goes around and he does it. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. When I grew up, people relied on each other, not on the government. But yeah, it's just one of those things. You know, like that woman that opened fire on Joel Osteen's church that had the Free Palestine written on her hand gun. The problem, you don't understand that rifle that she had. This is not a gun issue, because I know there's going to be, well, we need to do something because we had another shooting. We need to ban guns. Yeah, we had another fentanyl overdose. We need to ban fentanyl. Wait a minute. It's already banned. What are you talking about? No. Talk to my wife. She'll come up to the mic and tell you. When we were kids, you had gun racks with fully loaded shotguns because kids before school, maybe for an hour, or after school for like 3 hours, would go hunting, go up to their deer stand. We weren't grabbing guns and killing people.
It wasn't really deer stand. Deer stands weren't a thing back then. You'd go climb a tree.
But yeah, but you could still. They were
set behind a tree.
Yeah, but you can still get.
I mean.
Yeah, they had deer stands. They're just not like they are now.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess a mental thing with a.
Yeah.
I guess.
Just a little seat, like a ladder with a seat on the top. Yeah, it wasn't. Now they have like. Heck, you could have like a hot tub in the thing. I mean, some of these are so elaborate, but it's one of these things. You know, we didn't sit there. But then it's like that video that went viral where that guy's like, "Why didn't you guys use the sink? Weren't sinks an option?" And the lady's like, "Dude, once we could go outside, our parents went outside, locked the doors, and we weren't let back in. And it was okay when the street lights came on. They had that thing." Thank you for calling. Thank you for watching WTHR Channel 13 Indianapolis. Parents, do you know where your... Yeah, 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are? Oh, crap. We got kids? Oh, no. Because you didn't have cell phones. You didn't have nothing. If you went missing, you'd have to call an actual landline phone. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for calling the Marion County Police Department. I'm not going to help you. Yeah, my son's missing. Well, ma'am, it's not... Is it 10 o'clock yet? No, ma'am. They can still have the streetlights come on. No, ma'am. Well, until the streetlights come on. And there are times where you were where?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was 11 years old. And my aunt, well, my mom's best friend, who I considered an aunt, was sick in the hospital. I came home from school. My mom was at the hospital visiting her. I wanted to go see her. I was 11, 12 years old. My brother was 14, 3 years. Yeah, I was 11. I called a taxi service, asked them how much it would be from point A to point B. Scrounged, told them, okay, come on, because I knew it would take them about 20, 30 minutes to get to me. Scrounged around, found the money. 11 years old, get in a taxi and go 30 minutes away. Could your kid do that today?
Uber. Well, you'd have to have a card probably, so I doubt it.
You would have to have a credit card. I mean, they don't take cash. Ubers don't take cash. You'd have to have a credit card.
That's sad because a real taxi, you can give them cash.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
You know how crazy and how dumb that was for me to do.
Oh, yeah. Nah, she knows where I sleep, so I'll keep my comments to myself. But, hey, we did it back then. We did stupid stuff.
Not even thinking. Just because it didn't enter my brain.
Oh, yeah.
I did it because I wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
There's no one there to tell me not to. My aunts, none of my other aunts and them were home to take me. So what happened, happened.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's the world we lived in, folks. But that's what we did. We're a different generation. A woman who opened fire. Oh, we need to get rid of guns. No, we can't look at the woman that opened fire. We can't look at the man that opened fire. We can't look. It's, you know, because they'll never try to ban a knife if a guy goes on a stabbing spree and kills 10 people with a knife. Not, I mean, some countries, yeah, they'll want that. But then you have, I mean, but then when you look at like Joel Osteen, he, I mean, if I didn't know this person, the way this photo they have with him, you would swear he's like a president with all these people, like he's got like a security detail.
He does.
And he's just a...
Charismatic churches and stuff like that, they're not really security. They're people who want to be close to him, and they're like his yes men.
Yeah.
And they think that's an important job.
And the problem is with that, too, is he's basically a false prophet. He's a prosperity preacher. I remember I was listening to this preacher, and I loved him. His message was great until he's like, well, you know what? I wanted to be rich, so I started tithing like the wealth I wanted to have. Okay, so maybe I just need to take my whole paycheck and give it away and tithe the whole paycheck. That way I'll get more back from God so I can live wealthier. Just that's not why you give. I give because I know it's the right thing to do. Me and my wife tithe because... I don't care. Have we paid her? Have you tithed yet? No. Have you tithed? Forget the bills. Have you tithed? Who is our light? Jesus Christ. Not the electric company. Not the light bulb. Jesus Christ is my light and my wife's light and my pastor's light. But that's the problem. So many people, well, where's my check? I need my stimulus check. I can't, I got to pay my bills. Well, why don't you work? I think that was the downfall of many nations that offered like stimulus checks for people. Don't worry, folks. If you're not working, we'll give you a COVID check. That's right. COVID check. But I got about 6 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to get into some Premier League news. It's been a long time. Yeah, because with what's going on in our country, you know, I've been kind of putting it first. But, you know, there are people that like that. The thing that gets me is, you know, Goodison Park will no longer be, you know, they got to have a new stadium. No one wants to keep tradition. I mean, there's talk of, with Manchester United, that they've neglected the stadium for 20 years, and now it's going to be more than likely way cheaper to just build a new stadium instead of, and it's like, sorry, the Busby Babes, where did they play? Oh, that same pitch that they play on today, that's where the Busby Babes played. That's where our history is. Go to one stadium in the Premier League that they revamped it. Oh, wow, look at this. It's modern. No, I'd rather have the traditional. I'd rather have an upgraded stadium on the original pitch.
What are they going to do if they get by making a stadium?
I don't know. It's going to – everyone – it's like – you talk to Mark from the United Stand. There's not one place where I've been where they made a new stadium, got rid of the old one. My favorite place outside of Old Trafford is Goodison Park, Goodison's home field, and they're building a new stadium. Most of them are doing it, and it sickens me. I mean, and then these people that like would rather have Man United lose so Ten Hag can get out because they're Ten Hag out. No. I'm a Manchester United fan. I want Manchester United to win. And the best thing you can do is give Ten Hag another year, which I guarantee you, they're going to do it. They've gotten 9 points out of their last three games. They've won last three. Give them a chance.
What's the score? I mean, what's the points?
They're in sixth place right now. And it's good. I mean,
my team, Everton.
They are. Let me actually bring up the table here. Yeah, you get used to to the sports app and then they change it. And it's like, what's funny is you go all the way back and like they have all this stuff, like, heck, you have to go like hold on, man. Oh, they keep moving it on me. It's like they have all these leagues that like Everton is 18th.
That sucks.
Yep. But it's just, it's so many people, it's like, well, they get their mindset on one thing and then, okay, you can be Ten Hag out, but it's like, what has he done recently to, he's turning it around. I mean, there are people, I want Alex Ferguson out. I want him out. And look at what he did. You know, give him a chance. Wait till the end of the season and then judge him. If we get to 10th or 12th place by the end of the season and we go down, then okay, yeah. Then you can say, okay, then. But, you know, well, just because he was having some issues and now he's starting to turn it around and has 3 wins in a row, you know. It's one of those things, folks. Well, thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I hope you do. You know, we just need to get back. We've had crap owners. They don't care about this. I want to see people. I want tradition brought back. You know, we are Manchester United because of the Munich Air disaster. When we shouldn't even be a football club anymore, Jimmy Murphy said, no, No, we're not going anywhere. I'm going to take this club and from the brink of nothing to what we were. Wales to a World Cup final. They lost, but Jimmy Murphy did that. He was just an amazing, but whenever he was out in public, if he'd meet up with someone, they would ask him a question or something or something about football. He would always agree with whatever they said. That way he wouldn't have to talk because they would hope they would disagree so they could have a conversation. Like, well, what do you think this? And what do you think? Yep, I agree too. He would always put it on them for the answer and then he would agree with whatever they said. So, but that was Jimmy Murphy, man. And he was part of the Busby Babes with Matt Busby and it's just sad, you know. That everything that we worked for to get to where we are, and okay, let's get rid of a stadium. It's all about profit, not about history, not about tradition. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of Stand Up, you know. We're a fan base. You know, if you like Taylor Swiftie, great. If you don't, you don't. If you want Ten Hag out, great. Why? What has he done? He's doing great. Just remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and sacred honor, folks. Until this Monday, God bless you all. This Wednesday coming up, God bless you all, and good night, and goodbye.